Okay, so Magic the Gathering,
yes.
Puzzle Quest. When you guys first started developing this, did you think it was going to work so seamlessly with the engine? I mean, because Puzzle Quest works great with pretty much everything, but Magic is so succinct, and there's so many like little bells and whistles. How did you guys get it to work so well?
The biggest thing is just, you know, converting those gems to mana. You know, not playing land cards, but playing the gems as mana. That just, that opened it all up, right? That's why it just works so well, you know, and then just gathering mana for the cards and bringing them out, it just all fits so well. It was super easy.
Oh, okay.
It was really easy to figure out.
So, moving forward, the game obviously hasn't been out as long as Marvel.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you guys planning over the next couple of months to kind of really make it shine? Because D3 goes, like, signature is adding content after the game has been released.
So right now, Magic is close to Marvel in the terms of we just added coalitions, which is like alliances. We just added chat. We're just constantly learning what went right when Marvel has helped Magic a lot. So Magic is getting a lot of that stuff now. Some of the stuff we're talking about and trying to figure out right now is easier deck management for players that are not familiar with Magic. So like I play Magic, the card game, and I know how to edit my deck, but I don't think casual players are getting that part so well. So that's the next kind of stuff we're focusing on. It's just making the casual experience a little bit more easy, because like quick improvements is not always the best. You know, we know that.
Yeah.
We're trying to fix that. And, you know, trying to figure out a good balance of all the different, because, you know, we're up to 700 cards already. We're trying to catch up with Magic's release of cards. Like, we just releasing Eldritch Moon very soon. And then we're going to do, you know, the next set, Kaladash, really soon as well. So we're just trying to figure out how many of the rules we want to add and what makes sense, because we added Madness, and I don't think Madness translated as well as we thought it would. This kind of confusing. So we're just trying to figure out the best way of refocusing some of these things. But overall, a lot of the game is just super easy to pick up once you get those rules.
So like Magic has a very niche community, you know, hardcore fans. Do you think it's possible for someone playing the Puzzle Quest version to find their way to playing the actual card game?
Yes, actually, we had a few people come up and say, you know, I've done with Marvel, I've been playing it for so long, I want something new, and I tried Magic, and they actually really like it, but they don't play the card game. So we're starting to see that. And like, again, it's a community where they're like, hey, this card set really works. And it's like, oh, I've got those cards, I'm going to try and make that work. And it just, yeah, I've seen all of this stuff happening in front of us, and it's been great.
So bottom line, why should someone play Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest?
Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest is a really fun, a new, unique take on the whole Puzzle Quest franchise, where you've got a tons of custom card decks that you can put together, a lot of content. But then you can just go in and play the puzzle game and just have fun and bring out these monsters that all attack each other. So it's a more of a like sci-fi-y like fun twist on the Puzzle Quest brand.